stream runs, or river runs. Madison Run?
What are some other names for the streams? Think of other than saying stream.
I'm tired.
Let's wait till we finish this lecture.
I was trying to think of it. A spring, a lake.
What about a branch?
They just run anywhere at all the rocks and then begin to make the rocks so slippy and they fall down. that's true of that. You know a little about the country. Have you ever been in the country?
No, we have my family has a little bit of land way up in North Georgia on out the country, and I've been there some.
That sounds like down towards Florida.
No, it's more up, the land's not near as flat. It's just down there. Okay. Oh, and what would you call a place where the land isn't flat and the thing goes up? You might say I'm going to climb to the top of that wood.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the thing that you turn when you open the door?
Knob.
Okay. Have you ever heard a hill or something like that? Or any kind of land called a knob before?
I've never heard of this one. I know they've got big old high hills. The top of it.
What do you call a hill if it's very long, it's much higher than the hill?
Oh no.
There you do. Something that's bigger than the hill, they got them up in North Georgia.
Mountain.
Yeah, okay. And what about the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp? Where the mountain goes along and all of a sudden it just drops straight like that. What do you call that place?
Slope?
Even more than a slope. Where it's just straight down.
Yeah.
I'm
just guessing, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you've heard of them. Like, a car might go off of one and just go straight. Yeah, right, okay. Now, up in the mountains where the road goes down, it goes across in a low place. You'd call it what? What do you call it? A low place between two mountains?
Valley.
Okay. And,
Is it a valley?
Well, there's a place right, it's like usually mountains when they're, say their mountains are sort of running like this. Now you call this place in between, you call that a valley, right?
Valley.
Okay, well this is sort of like if there's a big mountain here and a big mountain here, just a little narrow place where you can get between them. Do you know what they call that?
Call that the valley.
Okay. And
I don't really know where I'm riding.
Alright. And what do you call the place, like I'm sure they have them on the Chattahoochee River here, where boats stop and unload freight and that type of thing. What do you call one of those places?
A boat landing.
Okay. And what would you call a place where a lot of water falls a long distance?
Waterfall.
Okay. Now, what do you call most of the roads around here? Like, what are they made out of? And what do you call them?
What do you mean? What the roads are made out of? They first and surface them, scrape them, and then they put tar on them. They put sand on them, and then they put cement on them.
Okay.
I don't know which one they put first.
Right. Now, how the roads used to be back?
Dirt roads.
Okay.
Rocky. And you'd take your whole day to come to town. And you didn't live but 16 miles out of the country.
Now, a lot of roads now where they used to be dirt roads, but they don't want to go to the trouble of completely surfacing them, they'll put down these rocks on it. What kind of road do you call that? We just had these small rocks all over it.
Rocky road.
Okay.
Well, you read the paper last time where people was trying to get the one, who can they talk to make them, the one that owns the place, improve the road or sidewalk or something. They make these poor folks pay. They have to pay for it. They have somewhere to live. I think I'll get me a... get me a tent for I'd pay it.
Now, what about the most important roads, like the big roads around here? What kind of roads are they?
Well, they're pretty good. They're